The program you are about to hear is intended for an adult audience. It may contain language or opinions that could be offensive to some listeners.
This week on the show, scientists have finally discovered a substance capable of treating Alzheimer's disease better than any other ever found. Marijuana! A new title for the world's largest testicles relative to body weight has been discovered, and I know you just want to know what creature that belongs to. And a deadly new game is sweeping through schools that's killing your children. Are your children safe? Find out if we really care tonight on the Tuesday Show. Welcome to the Tucson Show this evening. It's November 14th, 2010. I'm your host, To the Ranchy Griffin. You may have heard of me before, may not give a shit. This is Jibbo Bakhtun, my co-host for this evening. It's good to see you all here on Sunday. We're a day late. It happens sometimes, but
you had here.
We're still here. We'll be here for long after you're bored of us. So it's all cool. Well, you had an event yesterday.
I had a baby shower.
You had to go to a. You know, I never did understand that when I first heard that. I'm thinking, yeah, I heard about a baby shower, and I'm like, do I need the umbrellas? What is it going to just, you know?
No, when you work in an office, you have to play the role of being friends with some of the friends.
Well, yeah, you want to co-workers. Or, yeah, it's good to keep friendly with a co-worker.
Went to a baby shower and the host got drunk and fell through her screen door.
Oh, nice! Was this the pregnant person?
No, it wasn't the pregnant.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, poor baby's gonna come out with a bottle of Jack in his hand. Hey, Ma's party.
Well, that's a good baby.
And well, that's
my... my theory. My theory: when you're born, you should be taken out, spanked, and given a shot.
Well, that's the way they used to do it.
Every baby should be out, and they shove a shot down their throat.
Yep. Oh, you mean that kind of shot? I thought you meant like, you know.
Oh no.
Oh, you
alcohol.
Mean a shot of something.
Yeah.
And a cigarette.
Shove a shot of alcohol down their throat.
Like, here, you're born, smack, shot of whiskey, have a cigarette. Well, such is life,
you
bitch.
You smack them, you make them cry, and then you make them shut up by tossing you put a shot down their throat, get them drunk so they go back to sleep. That's how it's work every time.
Yeah, and getting them just, you know, used to the trip ahead that they're gonna face.
You're gonna be drinking anyway. You might as well start early.
Probably, at least if you're smart, you are. You're not. You're just gonna let it all crack your brain to pieces, and you're gonna, you know, stalk through your office building with a high powered rifle, killing people, and wind up on our show. So, you know, I gotta say, which is, speaking of dumb people. I don't know if I can't remember if I mentioned this last week. We here in Los Angeles have some of the dumbest people on the face of the planet. We had last week, some of you guys might have heard it. It was made minor news, but it's a little bit more major over here. We had people one morning, a passenger jet, went across the sky and left a passenger jet trail. For some reason, I don't know why, maybe people in L.A. don't look up too often, but for some reason that day, I guess 1,000 people who never look up looked up and went, "Ah! It's a missile! They're firing missiles at us!" They thought it was a missile. They reported a freaking missile. Now, people are still talking about how, you know, the conspiracy. Oh, you know, it got to the Pentagon, for God's sake. People are asking the Pentagon. The Pentagon's like, it's probably an airplane. Nobody knew fired missiles. And they're like, ooh, that means it wasn't the U.S. North Korea fired a missile. And the funny thing about it is that you can go out and look in the same direction in Los Angeles the same time every morning and see the same fucking missile flying over Los Angeles every day. Actually, people track that. It's a flight that goes directly from Honolulu to Sky Harbor in Phoenix. And
okay.
And you can see it go by every day. But for some reason that day, people looked up.
Well, they might have been on a, because I looked it up too. They were on a different flight path that day.
Oh, were they slightly? Well,
yeah, they were slightly off, but still.
It's, you can see the thing going by.
You live somewhere. In L.A. LAX, one of the biggest airports in the world, is right there. And how you going to tell me that you can't tell it's a plane?
Well, some people were like, I will give them this. You know, it was, there was a red, it was reddish trail because it was the sunrise was, you know, hitting particular that morning. So it was all red looking. But then so were the rest of the clouds. You know, it's like this red, sort of reddish contrail. And people were like, that's a missile. But not one of them went, and why are the clouds red? It's them damn North Koreans poisoning our clouds. People are just
amusingly scared.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, for those of you who don't know what the Red Scare is, look it up on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
The Red Scare.
Red Scare. Science Buddha 2 Sue Red Scare. Nah, that doesn't work. Does it? I don't think so.
We'll find another one.
I, you know, I was looking up some other stuff this week. It happened across the story. You know how sometimes you'll have, you know, a rock star or a celebrity or something that will just sort of go nowhere, and you won't really you won't realize it until it's like 10 years later, and you'll be sitting there thinking, what the hell happened to that guy? Phil Collins. I found out Phil Collins apparently had some kind of accident or something where he got like severe nerve damage, and he can't play. He can't play anything anymore. He can't do anything anymore. He's actually in a report lately been contemplating suicide. I mean, he hasn't done it, but yeah, apparently all he can really do now is sit in a chair and drool a little bit. He can talk, but I didn't know this, which is kind of sad because
I didn't know it
either. Phil Collins is. I mean. I don't know anybody out there who really hates Phil Collins. I mean, I know people who really like him, and people are just sort of, yeah, but I mean, everybody's got at least one or two songs of Phil Collins that they like. I had no idea about any of this. I didn't know.
I didn't know either.
So, you know, now we know. Send your fursuits to Phil Collins.
Hey,
he'll dress up in them. And
if he dies, we play I Can't Dance at his funeral?
Well, he can't now.
He can't do shit.
He can't dance anymore. By the way, there will be no show next week. I apologize for the confusion this week. I actually had the next show time on the website, but not a lot of people checked the website for the next show time. It was scheduled for Sunday, like, since last week. So
you didn't Twitter it. You didn't Facebook it.
I didn't
do any of that.
I didn't smear it all over the place. So that was my fault. But from now on, the little graphic that you see in our window here before the show, the little color patterns, we're going to put the next show date up in that from now on. So it'll be a little bit more clear. But no show next week because of Midwest Fur Fest, which I'm going to be at. As far as I know, Matt Ebel's performing there. Bucktown Tiger's going to perform there. Uncle Tig is going to be there. Who else is going to... I forgot their guest of honor.
I don't know. I'm not going to be there if I don't care.
Yeah, he's not going to be there. It's just like, yeah.
I'm going to be here. I'm still going to do a show. It might not be on, but I'm still going to do a show.
He's going to come in here, sit down, do a show. It'll be funny. Because he'll be, you know, listening to me do the Gore News even though I'm not here, and he'll just be sitting there and just lose it for no damn reason, just fall over in the chair. That would be funny. It'd make a great icon, too. Well, you know what time it is.
Oh, my holy God. It's time for the news.
Yeah. About damn time.
Well, we got everything synced up. Bunny's over there with these things. He's got them ready to go, and we kind of worked out a system to where he'll know when it's time to put them up. So we're on it.
I have been waiting for those for years.
We are on it.
6 years. Although I hadn't known you, but... Six years.
The moment you met me,
I started waiting for them.
That's how we met. You know, he walked up to me. He's like, "Where's the damn animations?" I mean, that's. Let's see. Studies from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention show many middle school kids, mostly boys, are playing the potentially deadly game at parties or on dares. There's evidence younger kids are playing the game as well. And no, it's not about you lost the game. Sheila and Dexter Brown say their son, Luke Spencer of Arvada, died from the choking game. He spent a lot of time evangelizing people in the street and the stores. I instantly don't feel sorry for him. His mom, Sheila Brown, said one of those things he knew as a Christian was that he was going to be with God forever. His parents say the choking game took the life of the 9-year-old, took the life the 9-year-old could have led. Sorry. What the 9-year-old was doing, his parents say, was playing the choking game, which he had learned from Prince. That day, his mom found him in his bathroom with a belt around his neck. As soon as I saw him, she said, I screamed and immediately took him down, put him in the hallway, and started to do CPR, but it was too late. Many parents say they don't understand why kids play the choking game. I take particular issue with this because this is getting more and more press lately, and they're talking, they describe it, and it's, you know, you have some kidologist there. It's like, well, the choking game is this thing where they, it's a game they play where they asphyxiate each other. They suffocate each other until they go and they fall down and they pass out. That's, first of all, that's not true. Don't listen to that. It's bullshit. Nobody's asphyxiated. Nobody's choking to death. And as to why kids are doing it, ask yourselves this. Why'd you do it when you were a kid? This new choking game? This ain't new. Kids have been doing this out of boredom since 1960 fucking... Wait. Something even earlier than that. This game was invented in, like, 2 BC. People have been doing this forever, man. And it's really simple. You just put your arms around your neck until you cut off your blood supply, and then you faint. We never called it the choking game because back then it was calling making yourself faint.
Well, but the kid had a belt around his neck. He wasn't going to be able to get up from that.
Now that, this thing that the kid was doing here with the belt around his neck, that was not the choking game. That was being retarded. That was being just stupid.
Oh, he was committed to suicide, one or the other.
He might have been.
They're blaming it on the choking game.
He might. Well, you know, when you convince a kid that he's going to be in a wonderful place with a, you know, magnificent deity for the rest of his life, why wouldn't he want to kill himself and go there early? I mean, this was not the choking game. This was a kid being stupid, and now they're using this to put out this whole, ooh, it's the choking game. I hate how they're doing it like it's a new drug or something. You know, like, beware the choking game. A lot of people, parents, you don't know what's killing your children out there. It's the choking game.
I've only done it twice.
I did it a few times when I was a kid. Somebody told me, hey, there's this thing you can do, and you pass out, and you will every time.
But we had other kids do it. It wasn't we did it to ourselves. There's another way of doing it where somebody else does it.
Somebody else can do it, yeah. It's generally, unless you do something like that, it's not really, it's the equivalent of passing out.
I'm going to play the choking game by myself.
I'm going to play. Hey, let's play the choking game. Oh, I thought you were going to... See, I'm playing the choking game right now. Next story. Jibba died today. And that ain't the choking game. That's the being real dense game. That's what that is. So, yeah, I'm sorry you lost your kid, but honestly...
He committed suicide.
He was just being stupid, and...
Unless he left a note that said, I played the choking game.
Yeah, I played the choking game until I was dead.
And lost.
He lost the game. That's what happens when you lose the game. You get found in a bathtub with a belt around your neck. And you can't go Bible beating anymore. Oh, dear.
Oh, Lord in heaven.
The new title for the world's biggest testicles relative to body weight goes to the tuberous bush cricket, a type of katydid, according to a new study. Ain't that sexy? The sperm-producing organs account for 14% of the body mass. Wow.
Damn.
Of males of this bush cricket. Damn! Of this bush cricket species, the previous record holder belongs to the fruit fly. Tipped the scale at 11% of its body mass. But the new heavyweight champion doesn't pack much of a punch. The team was surprised to discover the tuberous bush crickets have smaller ejaculations than bush cricket species with smaller testicles. Whose job is it to jerk off crickets? Who gets paid for this? The discovery runs counter to the previous findings. In other species, especially mammals, usually the male with the biggest testicles has more sperm.
No,
in each
ejaculation. That is wrong. That is wrong.
I'm just reading it.
I know from personal experience. The dude that has the smaller balls, he usually comes the most.
Really?
Every time.
I don't know. I didn't even think it really depended. Sometimes people just... I don't know if they're talking about sperm count or the actual amount of goo, but whatever it is, I still want to know who. Where'd you get a degree in that? You will be jerking off crickets. Well, who set you down when you're.
What?
Son, when you grow up, I want you to jerk off crickets. Right?
Well, they did that, but they also talked about the fruit fly. Somebody had to do
Somebody
that.
Somebody had to jerk off. Man, that takes a steady hand.
You met one little screw up and he's falling apart.
Yeah.
He just you ripped him.
It's like, oops, done fucked him up.
You done ripped him apart.
Yeah. Some dude with a magnifying glass and a pair of tweezers. And, oh, there's another. Oh, shit. Well, be free.
Yep, go get him.
No breeding for you. Man, that's kind of. I wonder what that dude thinks about his job. I mean, he's kind of talking about it like he's proud of it, you know? You know, that the.
Wouldn't you?
Be proud of it. I don't know. It depends on how much he gets paid. If I got paid enough.
I'm sure he gets paid quite a bit to jack off crickets.
If I got paid enough, I suppose I'd jack off a cricket or two. Just they'd have to pay me for that, though. Pretty good, too. So.
Wonder if he's man. A size queen.
Yeah, they were talking about it later in the thing. They were talking about the penis size and the stuff and the things. And it's like, man, I didn't know that there was really this much to know about crickets and the way they boink.
If you look at it, we know that much about almost every other creature on the face.
Apparently, including a fruit fly.
Yeah.
Pardon me. Let's see. Alzheimer's disease is the leading cause of dementia among the elderly. And with the ever-increasing size of this population, cases of Alzheimer's disease are expected to triple over the next 50 years. Consequently, the development of treatments that slow or halt the disease progression have become imperative to both improve the quality of life for patients and reduce the healthcare costs attributable to Alzheimer's disease. The active component of marijuana, THC, competitively inhibits the enzyme ACHE, as well as prevents ACHE-induced amyloid beta peptide aggregation, the key pathological marker of Alzheimer's disease.
Why the hell would you put that in there?
What?
Read that sentence again.
You want me to read it again? I don't want to read that sentence again.
No, well, then why the hell did you put it in there if you don't want to read it again? Because no one understood what the fuck you just said. Read it one more time.
I have faith in our audience. Somebody out there knows.
Well, no, I understood the words and what each word meant.
If Kage's watching, together, he would know.
Together, I didn't understand a single fucking word you just said.
Basically, marijuana is really good for Alzheimer's. In fact, it's... So far, it's the best thing they've ever found for it. Apparently, the THC stuff actually plants itself in the places where those enzymes that cause you to be stupid and not know what you're doing generally go. So instead of being stupid, you're just high. And it actually causes, it's actually really good. It's the best treatment they've found, unfortunately. Other than in California, it's not really that practical to try and get. I think that there's a lot of... good medicinal uses for pot, and I think that people need to just chill out about pot. I think there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. Stoned science Buddhist dude.
No,
stoned.
We can use that.
Science on... stoned Buddhist dude. Science stoned. No. Doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't work. But I tried.
Well, no, we're gonna try. We'll find something. Don't worry.
We will find a thing, and then it will be like.
As soon as we know it, we'll know it.
We'll know it.
Yeah.
We will.
Oh. We'll know.
Oh. So, yeah, we need to start getting old people stoned so they,
well, but
they'll stop forgetting who they are.
But they already don't know who they are, so it's not going to help them.
Isn't that ironic that pot would be used to actually improve memory? It's like, the old guy doesn't know who he is. Give him some pot.
Question,
that's kind of backwards.
Question. Does it improve it or does it hinder?
It hinders.
So,
from what I read.
Okay, it won't improve somebody who's already had it.
Well, the way I understand it, Alzheimer's, it kind of goes up and down depending on how much chemicals you have that day, but it'll level it out. So, it's not going to, it's preventative.
But what if it levels it out down here? So, you really just get everything.
It won't do that, though. It wouldn't level it out. It brings it to a certain better level.
And so, they said that.
Yeah.
Well, then it's...
The whole... I didn't want to read the whole article because it was a lot of it was like that. So, and it was boring to read. But, yeah. Study beta aggregation. The study provides and recognized molecules that stick up your ass and then impregnate your little daughter with something that looks like a Mexican child, and you will never know where it came from, but his name's Paco.
And you know what's funny? More than half the people understood that better than
probably. Probably you're right. Show you right. Let's see. Next story. Two teens are accused of tossing a kitten in a microwave oven. And then tossing the unit out a third story window.
Wait.
Can nobody do anything right anymore?
Go back, read that sentence one more time.
Two teens are accused of tossing a kitten in a microwave oven, then tossing the unit out a third story window.
I hope they turn the microwave on.
No! They did not! A neighbor witnessed the flying appliance in the city's section Wednesday afternoon, called the police and rescued the cat. The boys, 15 and 16, faced first-degree misdemeanor charges of willfully and maliciously torturing an animal.
Oh, my God.
The stray cat, perhaps 2 to 6 months old, suffered mostly some cuts and bruises to his face. She said he did not have any broken bones. Otherwise, the black, white, and gray kitten seems okay. They did not microwave the cat, she said. Nobody can do anything right anymore. What's wrong? If you're gonna, you know, commit to doing something like this, do it right, okay? There's the on button, right? That you throw the damn thing out a window? No, that's not right. If you're gonna throw a cat in a microwave, then microwave it! What's hard about it? It's not rocket science! Jesus!
You know, I don't necessarily agree with microwaving a cat. But,
no, I don't either. I don't either.
If you're gonna put the cat in the fucking microwave,
then microwave it.
Microwave it, right? For me, it's either do it or don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't go halfway.
Yeah.
And take the. What the fuck were these kids thinking?
I would prefer nobody microwaves a cat, but if you're gonna throw a cat in a microwave,
microwave it.
Finish it off, for God's sake, and do it right. Jesus. The man slowly pulled out his gun, aimed it at the woman and said, "I'm going to kill you now." And then whipped out his pants and pissed on her. No! You don't! No! That's not the way these things work. You don't do it that way.
I hope the judge just says, "Well, you should have finished it.
You should have." You get this many years, you'd have gotten less if you had microwaved it.
Well, if they would have microwaved the cat, nobody would have known what the hell was in there.
I don't know. All I know is that's not the way to do it, folks.
Oh, it's my God.
Stupid people. Oh, for doing it in the first place and then for not finishing it right.
Right. You know? I'm mad at them for putting the cat in the microwave.
And then you're even madder at them. For not microwaving
it. And then I'm even madder. Throw the microwave out the fucking window. With the cat inside, not microwaved.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to work, does it? I don't know. You guys need to move to Los Angeles and spot some missiles for us. Huntsville, Alabama.
Oh, I know where that is.
Yes, you do. Pleasures, one-stop romance shop, quote unquote. The Challenge Alabama's ban on sex toys has a new unique claim to fame. It will feature three sex toy drive-through lanes at its new University Drive location. Pleasures owner Sherry Williams said the store will be the first such store in the country to sell adult toys through a drive-through window. Items such as toys, lubes, and stimulants will be delivered through the drive-through drawer in a brown paper bag, according to the store's news release. Williams and her store drew national attention during a long legal fight that sought to overturn Alabama's ban on sex toys on the grounds of constitutional right to privacy. Williams said customers cannot purchase a sex toy unless they fill out a medical questionnaire describing the health-related reasons for their purchase. Health-related reasons. I want my ass bigger. The store plans to give away condoms as a public service and will feature an intimacy clinic offering weekly seminars and workshops, marriage counseling, and a sexual health library, which will feature well-known authors in the field, and an upscale clothing boutique. all of your boinking needs right there at a drive-thru window in Alabama. You know, it's, we got to start thinking differently about the South. I mean, school teachers are getting fired for bashing gay people, and now we've got a Huntsville, Alabama. You don't get much southern than that, much more southern than that, and they got a drive-thru sex toy.
I should ask my mom about that if she heard about that.
Just send her over there. Say, Mom, would you get me a rubber dick? Just, you can get it at the drive-thru. Just go on through.
Actually, my mom wouldn't buy me a rubber dick. She'd buy me a rubber pussy.
The funny thing is that I looked at the picture of the place. It looks like it's an old bank. So I'm just picturing like a dildo coming down one of the, you know, the tubes to the, get to the,
then it gets stuck.
Then it gets stuck in there. They try and, you know, back it up, and now the thing's doing this up and down in the tube. And yeah, that's just, congratulations, you know, it's good to see the South is actually kind of,
well, now they're coming
starting
to create a way to get what they
to
want.
To get around,
you can't,
yeah.
You can't go into a store and buy it, but yet apparently you can.
Do you know consensual sodomy in, sodomy they called it, consensual anal sex wasn't legalized in Arkansas in, like, I think it was 2004. It was still illegal.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's, but they're working on it. They're working on it.
You know, it's funny because a lot of states still, it's still illegal to be gay.
Yeah, it is.
It's still illegal to be gay in a lot of states.
They can't really arrest you for it,
right.
But they want to make sure that it's still illegal so in case they ever do decide to start
right.
Then they can just pick us all up and drive us away in a paddy wagon, and boy, that paddy wagon's going to be a rockin' by the time it gets to prison, I'll tell you that. Well, what else are you going to do? On our way to prison, might as well have our last clean fuck, you know? It doesn't involve a large man named Tyrone, you know, angry jailed African sex. That's the best way to go there.
Actually, you know what's funny? I was reading a study about, like, the prison sex.
Yeah.
It's the majority of the white people who force.
I've heard that. I've actually heard that.
The black people just do it because they ain't got nothing else to do.
They got nothing
the
else
white
good.
People gotta force the big to do it.
They gotta beat each other down and do
right.
it.
Right.
It's the only way they like it. It's gotta be hard. Well, guess what it's time for?
Don't look behind you! It's the corner!
I'm liking it. In Australia, in yet another case of psycho-religious bitch believing her child was possessed by demons, a woman stood on top of her 2-year-old child until, in order to expel the evil spirits inside it. Unfortunately, it also expelled all of the air and guts from the child until it was dead. She apparently stood on it for about 2 hours. She stood on her 2-year-old child for 2 hours. Why is it still flailing? Must be the demons. So yes, that's one way to expel the demons from your child, is to stand on it for a good long time.
We know things are backwards in Australia, but
yeah, I mean, if all you have to do is just stand on it, watch a good block of Frasier, you know, and but by the time it's done, demons are gone, man. Demons are gone. The kid's never gonna like freak out and.
I wanna know where she stood. Did she stand on the stomach, the head?
She stood on his chest and his face. Chest face stand. Well, it worked. The child is no longer possessed. It's true. In England, an old man went to his front door and witnessed an annoying sight. A meddling kid was taking a piss through his mail slot in an attempt just to be an obnoxious little douche.
Oh, please tell me the kid, please finish it.
So, he did the only reasonable thing a person would do.
Oh, yes, yes, yes!
He opened the door and stabbed the little piss at until he was dead.
No!
What's wrong with that?
No!
I like that!
He was pissing through his mail slot. He should have chopped off his dick!
No, his dick wasn't in the mail slot, just the piss was coming through. Personally, I think he should have electrified it.
No!
Electricity!
No, he
right up his
chopped
dick.
His dick right on off.
Well, he can't use it now anyway because he's dead. Because the guy stabbed him.
You built me up to nothing.
I didn't do this. I'm just reading this shit. I don't make this up. Somebody else did this. I'll tell you what. I promise if I ever see a dick through my mail slot, it's coming off just for you. In California, a mother set her six-month-old baby down on the floor in a baby carrier next to a friend's pit bull. While the mother wasn't looking, the dog ate the baby's nuts off. Not until it was dead. That's not me putting up flowery language. The dog actually chewed off the baby's testicles. It didn't die, but that's still pretty gory. So I think that baby won't be having any sex with any pedophiles soon. I don't think he's... This is a new one. I haven't seen him just... This is either a new kind of break, or this is like the silent break. He's breaking inside. He's puking and nose bleeding on the inside. It's in Kentucky.
A vast virus database has been updated.
We got our vast. There it was. In Kentucky, a man was having sex with a male university student when, tragically, the student died during the act. So the man continued to have sex with the student for a while. Then he put his deflowered body in a TV box and left it at the dump. He's being charged with, among other things, defiling the dead. Because, hey, now, the hiding the body, that's one thing. But if somebody dies while you're having sex with them, I can kind of see it's like,
well,
might as well finish up. It's not going to do me any good to stop. It's still warm. You know, it's going to be cold soon. There's nothing I can do now, you know. So, I don't know. It's kind of gross, but I can understand it in a certain small way, you know, I guess.
No.
In New Zealand, a woman was upset with her alcoholic husband and wanted to teach him a lesson by making him just a little bit sick. So she added one extra ingredient to his usual cocktail mix. Antifreeze! It worked so well that the guy died really fucking hard and now the woman is in jail. I suppose she didn't know that antifreeze doesn't just make you a little bit sick. Antifreeze makes you all dead. It makes you go, and fall over fucking dead. So,
it must be behind the time.
I don't know.
Because antifreeze here, we can still drink.
Well, newer ones are less poison.
Yeah, we can.
Well, it's New Zealand.
Well.
So, I don't know what kind of antifreeze they had down there. Finally, in Oklahoma, a woman claims she loaded her washing machine with clothes, started the cycle, and then went to take a nap. What she actually did was load her washing machine with clothes and a 10-day-old baby, started the cycle, and took a nap. A relative discovered the baby washed until it was dead. The woman maintains it was a complete accident. Because, you know, it's perfectly normal when you take a bundle out to throw it in the... Why are these clothes screaming? They're screaming to be clean! They're tired of being dirty. I will throw them in... You know, ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. Wow, they're really enjoying that watch, aren't they? Those clothes of mine. So, yeah, I don't think it was an accident. But I don't care. It's
still
funny.
You know, I can still see it. I can see it as an accident.
Depends on how doped up on mesh she was. This is Oklahoma.
Well, but even that, what if the baby wasn't crying?
Well, that'd have to be a dead baby already, then.
No, babies don't always cry, even...
Well, I mean, okay, how often do you put something gently into the washer when it's closed? You just toss it in there. I mean,
but how often? Because when I put my stuff in there, I don't necessarily just toss it in there. I put it in there a certain way.
Every baby I've ever thrown in the washing machine start crying.
Not mine.
That's okay. Well, maybe you just throw them so hard it knocked them out. That's what it is.
I wonder how many people are thinking about the Calgon commercials.
I don't know, but that's a good one. Either way. I do adore the Gore News. We're gonna have more of it. Not next week, remember? No show next week. But 2 weeks after. We gotta take a break here, coming up. And then we're going to read your letters on the other side of that. We got more fursuit tips of the day and some cool videos for you to watch. And we got White Queens. We love our White Queens, by the way.
White Queens.
Yes, we love our White Queens. In case you didn't know that. So we're going to go to that. Show them our White Queens here, bud. Excellent.
All right, what's going on? King Gord here. Tip of the day again. Where are we? Hold on. Furf Right, 2010. We're here. We're having a good time. And everyone else wants to have a good time at a convention, but there's certain things that you have to do to, you know, guarantee that you're going to have a good time, whether you're in suit or out of suit. All right? So I'm going to give you a tip about, you know, pretty much the most important thing that you can do at a furry convention that will guarantee that you're going to be having some fun. I mean, you can have lots of fun at the freaking convention. You can go down to the parade and walk in the parade and wave to the people and all that bullshit. You can look at the art and buy a bunch of fucking porno and jerk off to it and ruin it, but before the freaking weekend's over. Geez, what else you can do? I mean, you could just walk around and take pictures. You could be that creepy guy in the bush, just taking pictures of all the fursuiters and probably doing you know what behind the bush and getting it all weird and stuff and getting caught and banned like we did. And, Or. You can do this number, it's just this little easy thing you can whip up really quick for you and your friends, and it's a guaranteed way in, I guess you could say, of any party or shindig gathering. Let me pull. Two ingredients. First, half a bottle of Thunderbird. That's right, Thunderbird wine, the American classic. What's the word? It's Thunderbird, right here. The second ingredient, grapefruit juice. Doesn't matter which kind. Now, these two things separately would probably be pretty fucking awful. They're not pretty. No, they are. They're fucking awful separate. When you combine them, and you shake them up, you make what is known as shake them up. All right? So make some shake them up. All right, here's how you do it. You got to make sure you're in a bathroom or a kitchen before you do this, because if you spill it, it's highly acidic. It can eat through anything, really. So you do it on the porcelain or whatever. Open. Oh, my God. Open up the bird and the pineapple juice. Wait a minute. Grapefruit juice. I don't even know what it is. Oh, those don't. Yeah, it looks great. Yeah, okay. And simply just kind of pour it right in. Oh, my God. Am I getting it? Good. And just pour it in. Fill the shit up, man. And there you go. No, that should be enough. Okay, hold on. Recap that bitch. And then you gotta do it, man. You gotta shake him up. You shake him up. Alright? You shake it up. How do you do it? Say what? Fucking shake them up. Alright, now it's shaking up. And now it looks appetizing, I guess. It looks like something. Does it kind of look like barf? Alright. Let's go try some of this shit out. Alright. It's made. When you make it good, the shit like this is going to happen, alright? Let's see what Fender thinks of this. Dude, you gotta try this shit, man. Oh my God! Go.
It's fucking amazing!
Yes! Yes!
Oh my God! You know what this means? This is like, oh my God, that's never tasted like better than, like, that blew my mind!
Let's go! Let's go!
Oh my God!
We're going!
Oh man! Ah! Ah!
Alrighty, now here's what happens though when you make this shit raw. Dude, try it, man. Fucking shake them up. Oh my God!
Huh?
You fucking.
fucking kidding me? Oh.
Shake 'em up.
Wow, totally together.
Back with the show now. Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed the little break there. I know I did. It's, by the way, t-shirt day for me. Usually I dress in something button up. He's kind of, he's got me out dressed today, so. But no, I decided to wear my FAU t-shirt because it is like the coolest con shirt that I think I've ever found. It's a play on Fallout 3.
Mm-hmm.
As you look at this, it's like the Fallout 3 mask, but it's a furry in it. So their whole theme this last year was gaming. So, and they even had their little super sponsor packs included one of the L4D the little medical the red medical box,
yeah.
Except it's a backpack.
Yeah.
And it contained things like, you know, a little lens wiping cloth and some bacon salt and so a few little water bottles, some cool things. So yeah. Yeah, they were fairly, I can't wait for the next one of those. It's going to be pretty awesome. So let's get on with our letters here. We got several interesting ones. Hope we can get through them all. The first one is from X452. And he or she says, "Dear Two, I have been with someone for about 3 years now, and we tried dating, but he wants to be more open. I have been trying to get him used to it, but it really can't get over that it don't want him being with other people. He fooled around with someone safely, and it made me sick, and I kind of hate him for a bit." Okay. "Only after he stopped doing stuff with him did we stop fighting. I don't know if we can make it throw another fight like that, so if you could tell me what to do and how maybe I can be to be more open with others, it would be ever so grateful. Thanks again. Form X452. Well, from what I can tell,
I think if you could speak or write better.
I can understand it. I can understand. It's not very well written, but I understand.
Yeah, I understand it just that.
What she's trying to say. You know, and this is something I've always said. You know, if you're going to have a relationship that's a polyamorous type of thing, as long as it's okay with everybody in the relationship, it's fine. This doesn't sound like it's okay with everybody in the relationship. Sounds like it's not okay with you. I think I'd lay that down if I were you. Say, look, this is not okay with me. I don't think that, you know, the idea of learning to go out and being more open with people so that your boyfriend can do something that you're kind of fundamentally against, I don't know if that's too groovy. I think that you should just lay it on the line and say, look, I can't do this, you know, poly thing. I just want it to be you and me. And if he has a problem with that, then maybe he's not the guy for you. That's my feelings on it. I'm going to keep my answer brief so that you can continue.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to get a lot of hate for this. Poly relationships with more than just two people don't work. Sorry. I've never known one that has.
Thing about it is I agree with that.
The reason being, and I can explain why I feel like they don't work, is because you'll always find a connection with somebody else deeper than the person you're with. It's always going to end up like that.
Well, the reason that I say they don't work is because they never work.
Right.
I've known a lot of people who've been in poly relationships. How many people do you know who's been in a polyamorous relationship with the same people for more than, say, a year or two? That hardly ever happens.
Well, and now what they're going to say, well, it turns into just sex. All you turn to are you're having fuck buddies.
Yeah.
You're not actually, to me, in a relationship.
Yeah, yeah. So I've never seen that kind of thing work out really well. I've seen it work okay if you just want to have sex. If you just want to have sex,
then it's fine.
That's fine.
Right.
But if you're looking for something closer, poly relationships, they don't seem to work. But that would be my advice, just to say, look, I'm not cool with this. This isn't me. I ain't cool with it. Because it doesn't sound like, to me, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. I'm going to say that right now. I could very well be wrong. I don't know this guy. But it sounds to me like he's not really interested in a relationship. It sounds to me like he just wants to fuck people.
Right. At which, there's nothing wrong with that. But you want a relationship.
If you want a relationship and he doesn't, then
there's nothing there. It's not going to happen.
It's like, you know, sometimes when like the you know the cogs sort of mesh like that, and you guys are kind of going, and it's not working out, you know.
I don't even think they're getting that.
Probably not. This is at least some kind of sex. Oh my gosh. Next is from Nate Wolf. Are you ready? Nate Wolf says, "Dear Two Griffin and Jibba Fox Kunubis."
I'm never going to live that down.
No, you're not. "I was in town the other day, and I felt like a hot dog. I hate the days. You know when I feel like a hot dog? Sometimes I feel like a hot dog. I don't know. So I bought one from the place I usually get my hot dog. Unfortunately, the bread rolls they used on this day were about twice as big than they usually were. I pulled a muscle in my jaw trying to get the damn thing in my mouth. In my pain, I was constantly rubbing the affected area and stumbled into the road. I was hit by a car, which luckily was braking for a stoplight, so I got away with only a few broken arms and a dislocated face. My question to you is, who do I sue? The guys who sold me the hot dog, the driver, the company who made the oversized rolls, the company who made the car, God, or myself? From one of your newest fans, Nate Wolf, the feline." You know, what's wrong with you? I shouldn't be having to tell you this. Any good red-blooded American knows you sue all of them. Everybody.
You start with one, and if you can't get them, you go to the next one.
Sue them all. Sue everyone and your own goddamn mothers. You sue everyone. It doesn't matter who did it. You could go to the people who actually physically put the car parts into the engine of the car that hit you. The manufacturers of the windshield, the every little thing. You could sue about 500,000 people just from this one incident. And when you are rich, donate to 2 Cents Studios.
Yes,
we can you know, buy some new lights, new cameras, things like that. So, yeah, just let us know. Yeah. So that's what people do that too. There are people out there who make a living suing people. That's what they do.
People the drama.
I don't even know if any of this is real.
Just think about it.
I don't care if
John Muscle trying to eat a hot dog.
He's not gay. We know that. One of our straight fans out there
stumbled into the street and got hit by a car.
See, you almost got it. Sounds like you could have been on the Gore News.
Yeah, you were this close.
This close. And please, if anybody out there, it's funny and everything, but if anybody out there actually winds up dying in an incredibly hilarious or weird way, please let us know. Send the story in to us, and we'll read it for you.
Yeah, we'll make sure it's on there.
Make sure, yeah, we'll do it. Let's see, next one's from Cobalt Mouse. "Dear Two Jibba and Toast! I've often wondered what it would be like..." Let me just start that the hell over. Take the graphic down, bud. The next one is from Cobalt Mouse. Cobalt Mouse writes, "Dear Two Jibba and Toast! I've often wondered what would be about right for the general furry behavior. What would you think would be an acceptable way to publicly show my furry pride? Wearing ears and tail seems cool, but what kind of reaction can I expect? I've only done it once before, with reactions varying from how cute to what the hell. Strangely, no one caught the furriness. My non-fur friends also seem a bit uneasy with me being sometimes overly, openly furry with them. What do you suggest I do?" And that is from Cobalt Mouse. I'm going to let you start this one, because I'm not sure what to say.
Just like with gay people, if you're going to go out and be openly gay, you can expect a range of responses. And you can be ready to get you fag and all sorts of stuff, be ready to sometimes, in some cases, be beat down. You'll also get some praise. If you feel like you can go out with ears and tail and deal with what people are going to respond to you, then do what the damn hell you want to do. But don't go complaining to somebody because somebody talked about you.
Yeah.
That's my suggestion. Do whatever you want to do, but be prepared.
See, I'm just not sure anymore, because I don't know what this word pride means anymore. It seems like pride has turned into a verb. It's turned into an action that you do. I mean, when, you know, how to show our pride, how to show our gay pride, how to show our furry pride. Pride seems to be an activity now. And where I come from, it was an emotion. And honestly, if a person felt pride, real pride, a feeling inside someone over something, something they were doing or something that they were, they didn't have to parade it around. So I'm not sure what to say.
Well,
that's just me, maybe.
But in some people, having the pride is showing people what's going on.
It may be. I'm not sure. The word pride is evolving. I still have to figure out what the hell it means now before I can actually answer questions. But pride seems to mean it's an action and not a feeling anymore. Pride isn't let's do pride. I don't know. So I'm studying this. I'm asking God to tell me about it, to enlighten my heart over the pride thing. Next one is from Restorf. Says, Dear Two, I'm very interested in knowing what goes on behind closed doors with you and your sweet little post. Please indulge your ever inquisitive audience in the filthy details? Be sure to go in depth about your favorite cooking methods, batters, sauces, and seasonings. Hungrily yours, Restorf.
He's going to be here for an hour. I'm going to take a nap.
Usually I don't cook and tell, but, you know, I'm always fond of, you know, sautéed onions, some good batter. Teriyaki makes a very, very good batter to, you know, sort of kind of just marinate the bunny. And
protest.
And we've got a protesting bunny back there.
Protest?
Of course, you know, you can pan fry them, which works very well. There's almost no wrong way to cook a bunny, but you got to make sure it's slow. You got to slow cook.
Shut up.
We're not food.
Shut
it. Eat a dick. Eat my dick.
I'm gonna eat all of you later. We're gonna try something different.
Eat the whole of my
Cajun rabbit.
Dick.
Okay, black encrusted peppered rabbit. How do you like them apples? Hey, apples! That's another one. That's another good one you can throw in there.
Hey, Thanksgiving's coming up. I'm going to cook me some Griffin.
Yeah, sure you will.
Next week, well, the next show, there won't be a toast.
He'll be right here. Oh, yeah. And then, of course, there will only be one camera shot, and the show will be pretty damn boring. So, next letter's from Kirby. Kirby says, Dear Two, when the infamous Bush administration was in power, you were not hesitant at all to bash and slander his name. You're damn right I wasn't. And when the 2009 elections were going on, you and your co-host talked about how you wanted Obama to win. Now that he's in office, I noticed you and Jibba both haven't really said anything about him, be it praise or hate. Here's the point of this little fan letter. What's your opinion so far on the Obama administration? What's your opinion on him winning the Nobel Peace Prize a while ago? Does Jibba still go into convulses of joy and love whenever his name is said? I'm just curious, and I want to hear about the Mighty Bird's thoughts. From Kirby T. Mukau, you are also food. There's so much food tonight. Okay, to be honest, I had real high hopes for Obama, and I have to say, I've been a little bit disappointed. I'm not bashing him because, at the very least, he's not destroying the fucking planet. He's not making the rest of the world hate us the way Bush was. We're not on the brink of, you know, fucking nuclear war sex just because, you know, he's not saying stupid things like, I don't have to, you know, be attacked first before I decide someone's a terrorist and go after them. He's not being stupid, but he really, there's a lot of things he hasn't delivered, and I think it's probably because every time he tries to do something, you know, the Republicans get in his way and stop him from doing it. You know, the Republicans and a lot of people were expecting him to fix the mess that Bush left, you know, over 8 years in the first few months he was in office, with no money, by the way. Can't use any money for that. And it didn't seem realistic to me. It seems like he's working at it. It seems like he's trying.
They just won't let him.
But he's not getting much in the way of support. And so I guess I can say that, you know, the Obama administration has kind of disappointed me in what they've done. I don't think it's entirely their fault. But We'll wait and see. Because it takes longer than just a couple of years to fix a mess.
Right. That took 8 years to build up.
Like the one Bush left. That's the way I feel. What about you?
Well, I have to say, I have to speak for black people and say, yes, I still go into convulsive joy and I jack off every night thinking about Obama's name because I'm black and he's black.
But I just thought that was a myth. I didn't think that really happened. Thank you for confirming yet one more stereotype, you black son of a bitch.
Thank you. But the real, my real honest answer is, think about it. Think of good presidents, think of bad presidents. All you hear about are bad presidents.
Really, it is, yeah.
How much have you heard about Obama other than on CNN?
Bashing him.
Bashing him.
Well, you don't hear about the bad presidents. You hear about them when they're in office.
Right.
The good presidents, you don't hear about until after they're gone or dead.
He's not getting a whole lot of publicity. Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yes. Publicity.
Science. Buddhist to
blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah,
blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
But I have to agree with him a little bit. We all had high hopes. The reason we all had high hopes was because he went in saying he was going to change everything about Bush.
Yeah.
I mean, and then he went in there. He did change some stuff, but there's only so far he can go without the help of Congress, and Congress is not giving him an inch right now.
Even though he's actually invited him.
Yeah.
He's invited the right to, please, come, give me ideas, and they're no, they won't do it.
So he's doing what he can so far. So far. I mean, there's still a couple of things that I wish he would have done differently, but
at the very least, he's not destroying the damn world. He's not, not getting us on our guard. He's not, causing more war and more death and more destruction. So that's good.
I mean, I have had two friends come home from overseas.
We've had some furries come home.
So
we've had some of our furry listeners
come
home.
That I praise him for.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we had another Bush in there,
oh, it'd be going on forever.
I would probably be drafted.
And then you'd have to, and then you say, I'm gay!
And they would still take me.
It's like,
you know what's funny?
Don't ask, don't tell. We didn't hear. No, hear it. I'm gay!
If I
suck the dick!
They don't want me in the military. Because I'll be sucking dick in the barracks every night.
Yep.
So here, listen to that.
It's just, he gets drafted. He'll be like standing there in line at attention. Drill sergeant come by. What's your problem, boy? And he'll be like, Fuck it.
But I tell you this, I won't look up. I won't look up.
That's an entirely different story. Next letter from Sora Yort, dear Two and Jibba. Here's a scenario for you. You are the leader or leaders of the entire world, and you've just been informed of a planet-sized asteroid heading straight towards Earth, straight for the Earth. The asteroid will impact the world in a week, and the only people that know of its existence is you and a few scientists. There's nothing that can be done to save the world, since the asteroid is much too massive. It is time for you, it is up to you to decide if you want to alert the world of its imminent doom, or do you inform the world's populace that the world will end in a week? I know what you mean. Or do you let them live in ignorance for the last week alive? PS2 for president 2020. No, I don't want it. This is from Sora Hjort. I would tell everyone. And the reason I would tell everyone is because I do not believe that it's my decision to decide how everybody in the world needs to spend their last week on Earth. It wouldn't be my decision. So they would have to decide for themselves how to do it. So I'd let them know. What about you?
I'm kind of torn.
Yeah?
I am actually torn. I can see your side.
Yeah.
But, especially with being overlords of the Earth, if we told everybody, chaos would ensue.
Yes, it would. It probably would.
And there would be a lot of death and destruction for no reason. Because I know...
We're all going to die anyway.
If I wasn't the overlord, I was on the Earth, if I was down here, and they came and said that the world's going to end in a week, there are at least 10 people on my hand that I would go and kill.
Yeah, well, fine.
But...
everybody's going to die in a week anyway.
But the thing is, you're going to be mad when someone come and shoot you.
I wouldn't be too mad. I don't know if I'd rather be shot or be hit with a meteor. But, you know, that would be our luck, because the day that we find out that we have been elected overlords of the entire planet, some science is going to come up. By the way,
you know,
you got a week. I would be like, fuck, there was so much I wanted to do.
But, you know, if I really had to think about it, I probably wouldn't tell him.
Yeah.
I'll let people live their last week.
Just doing what they normally do?
Doing what they normally do.
Hmm.
And then pop it on them on the last day.
Oh, last hour. By the way.
Well, no, they'll be able to see the meteor right in the sky.
They probably would.
Well, the thing is, by that time, if they tell you a week, within 4 days, you'll be able to see so much light in the sky that you know something's going to happen.
Why is the second
They'll figure it out themselves.
Yep. Next letter is from Fat Ninja. Dear Tube. Well, you can't really be directed to... this is, by the way, response to me saying that there's no debtor's prison anymore. He says, while you can't really be directly arrested for debt, we're starting to see isolated incidents of collection agencies manipulating the system and having people arrested for debt. Typically, the collection agencies file suit and then goes through the motions of notifying people that they are being sued, often without getting a response. After this, a bench warrant will be issued against the person in question for failure to appear in court, and after that it's only a matter of time before the victim gets pulled over for some BS traffic violation, at which time the police will receive notification that this person is wanted for failure to appear in court. Fortunately, this is a scheme that is rather rare, and as only a couple of hundred cases, recorded cases have been in the past few years have been reported. That's for Fat Ninja, and he's actually right about that. You can't literally be taken to jail for debt, but there is this bit of a cheaty thing. If you don't know what a bench warrant is, it means that...
Go out and get one.
Yeah, go out and get one. It means that there is a kind of a hole in the system where a court can issue a court order for you to show up in court, but they don't have to notify you if they can't find you. So if you fail to appear in court, that's still your failure, even though they haven't been able to notify you. So you can just turn up someplace, you know, a traffic ticket or something. By the way, you're getting fined for failure to appear.
It all depends, because that's where the term you've been served comes in.
Yeah.
They served somebody. They don't care who they serve it to.
They don't have to serve a bench warrant to anyone.
Well, no, you have to be served to notify. You have to come to court. They have to hand that paper to somebody. I do know that.
Well, look this one up. I don't know. They can hand it to a complete stranger.
That's what I'm saying. That's where the hole is.
Yeah.
Because they have to serve you. Well, somebody.
Somebody.
Somebody has to take the paper.
So they could give this to a damn dog and it's served. But, that is the only, and luckily it is rather rare, but that is one piece of shit that that the legal system has been doing for a bit, the last few years, the collection agencies are doing.
Assholes.
Next one is from Guru Virak. Oh, mighty to the Griffin! That is me. On last week's show, you stated that you were planning to be performing at the Improv, and while you had already performed at the Comedy Store twice. For those of us who can't make it out to you, is there any way that we can see your performance online or on a DVD? Keep up the mind-numbing awesomeness! Or awesome. From Guru Virak. Unfortunately, these large Hollywood clubs actually have a lot of legalese about filming. They don't want to get sued because they don't want their performers finding their own material online and suing the venue that they performed at, saying, you didn't prevent my stuff from being online. So they don't actually allow people to film the stuff. So unfortunately, at the Improv and at the Comedy Store, we haven't been able to take any footage. I think Toast tried to catch a little bit of it secretly on his droid, but I don't know if he did or not. He might have been too busy doing something else. But that's the way it's going to go. Until something is like legally, you know, signed and written by, hey, we would like you to have your own special, then it's probably just going to be where you're just going to have to wait until I'm nationwide on TV and being all funny and shit and making $1 million and don't give a shit about none of you no more. So that's just the way you'll just have to wait for that. Go Comedy Central, hopefully. Hopefully Comedy Central. We'll see.
I don't watch Comedy Central, and if you get on there, I still won't watch it.
I know you won't. Because you are a bitch that way. Next letter is from, I don't even know. It's some B's and some Y's and some shit and... Dear Two, yeah, that's the one. Do you think it is possible to copyright Jesus just because being an asshole can be fun? Keep up the awesome work, all of you, from that guy from hell, a.k.a. Oklahoma. If it were possible to copyright Jesus, someone would have done it. Already, it would have been done a long time ago if that was possible. Believe me on that. So I don't think it is, even though it should be. I would like to copyright the Jesus.
You can't copyright overly or publicly used things.
That's true. That is true.
That's why you can't copyright Jesus.
That's why you can't copyright the color red.
Right.
Yeah.
Anything that is used a lot publicly, you can't copyright.
Yeah, that's any kind of. And besides, the statute of limitations. The 90-year copyright period, I believe, on the Bible has run out at this point. The guy who owned the copyright was some towelhead somewhere in a cave. And so I'm sure he's dead by now. At least I hope he is. If he's not, he's real old. And he probably smells like prunes and vinegar. We don't want to know this man.
Prunes and vinegar?
We're not going to approach this man for the copyright, for the permissions for this, because he stank too bad. I'm going to do one more letter. I almost got through all of them. Dear Two and Jibba, I just wanted to thank the both of you. Whenever I feel a bit down, I just put on an episode of 2 Cents and I feel better within the hour. So once again, thank you. Chris, a wolf from Australia. P.S. I have a friend who's looking to get the comedy. Do you got any advice for him? Yes, I do. Your friend is looking to get into comedy. I suggest that he take an ice pick and shove it in his eye socket until he doesn't want to do it anymore. That's my suggestion. If you want
self-inflicted lobotomy.
If you want to get into professional comedy, that's my suggestion. If that doesn't work, then just tell him that the best thing you can do is practice. Practice as much as you can. It's hard to get practice when you're a comic because you got to have an audience, but do everything you can to practice. You got to be a good writer. So, just tell him to do his research and get all that panned out and just tell him to work at it. Practice. All the time practice.
When we say practice last time, we were talking about the guitar. Practice.
Any art. So, we have some bunny holidays that I'm sure my little toast dinner back there is going to tell you about here. What have we got coming up this week? I am personally curious.
Sure you are.
I am.
My God, I.
You might want to switch the camera to you. That might be helpful.
Bunny has camera issues. All right, I'll keep it short. This week, National Homeless Awareness Week. Don't we do that every day?
The people who ask me for change, yeah, I can't stop being aware of them.
Yeah, being around 7-Eleven, I'm sorry, they're everywhere. You can't not be aware of them. Today, the 14th, I think it's the 14th,
yes,
is National Teddy Bear Day.
Really?
Jibba?
No!
Anything out of... No.
Stop it with your plushies, you fool! What's wrong with you?
All right, the 15th is Clean Your Fridge Day. If you have some dude that just shows up at your house and does that randomly for you, good on ya.
Jesus Christ, clean our... Oh, man. That's going to be a hell of a day.
I'm at work. I ain't doing shit.
The 16th is Day of Rebirth in Estonia.
That sounds like a fetish.
Yeah.
I don't know what it means, but it sounds like something Auburn would have drawn.
I don't even know where Estonia is. I'm sorry. It sounds like there's, for a whole country, some birth going on. Probably a lot of cleanup. 17th is Take a Hike Day, which Bird should observe. Get the hell out the house. there's a big glowing ball of plasma out there for you.
The evil day ball.
I'm going to get hit.
That's what the evil day ball is.
Evil day ball. You suck. I heard that one. It didn't even come close, you bitch. All right. The 18th is National Smoke Out with Mickey Mouse While Summoning the Devil Day. It's National Occult Day, National Smoke Out Day, National Mickey Mouse Day, National Cook a Bird.
No!
The 19th is National Toilet Day and Have a Bad Day Day.
Please, you can combine those.
Yeah.
Eat a few breakfast burritos from Taco Bell, and there you go.
Ooh. Oh, man. I'm still apologizing to the house for that one. All right. The 20th is Transgender Day of Remembrance.
Oh, God. I remember my testicles.
We remember when you had nuts.
I remember.
I'm going to get hate mail for that one.
I fondly remember.
We remember when you had tits. And we called you Bob. It's also Name Your PC Day. I suggest call it My Old Junk. Okay, the 21st is Alaskado Day. It's some Palin bullshit, but you're supposed to either observe Alaska, that it is there, or its humor, or just sit and make fun of it. I say sit and make fun of it.
I will observe Alaska somehow.
Did you hear that bitch got her own show?
Yes, she does. Palin has her own reality show now.
Hey, you know what?
Sad.
The 22nd is going to be my day. It's Start Your Own Country Day. I'm getting hell out of here.
I'm going to start the Republic of Hempentia.
And not dead bunnies.
Y'all start a country here, I'm blowing y'all up.
Why?
It'll be...
You would be the guest of honor.
No.
You would be the guest of honor in Hempentia.
Yeah, I will come and visit for a day, and then as soon as I leave, I'll leave a...
Hey! Okay, we're gonna have a fight here. Did I get him?
Fuck,
I got him.
You.
I nailed him. Fuck you. I got somebody.
Hey,
I'm gonna hit our audience. Oh, we caught it.
You're not supposed to catch it. No.
That's, you know, I never thought of that option. Why? This guy's smarter than me. So we're gonna. We got a. It sounds like we got a next week full of fun holidays to take advantage of.
I'm still thinking about that asteroid.
Day.
For now, though, let's go under. Let's do our top 10 here. We got a few minutes left, and we can get this over with. And today's top 10, by the way, is the coolest top 10 Google Earth finds the people have found. Just looking at Google Earth. I don't know who has the time to do this.
I think I know what one of them is going to be. But
oh, yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. So we got number 10 here. Blair don't care. You know, I have a feeling that's probably a political statement. I'm not sure. But I think it probably is. I think that probably was around when Blair didn't care, I suppose. real show! Yay! It's a real top 10 countdown now. What's number 9? You know, I don't see what's wrong with that. You know, you gotta park your fighter jet somewhere. Every time I park mine, it's when I pull into Walmart or when I, you know, gotta get groceries, where else are you gonna put it? Where are you gonna park it on the roof? You can't do that. So, you know, I'll park it next to a car and in a apartment complex. I have no idea where that is, but, number 8 is, aw, it is the Island of Love. Everybody on that island is fucking. You know that they are. They can't help it.
What movie was that had people...
I have no idea.
Do you know what movie I'm talking about?
No.
There was a movie where there was just an island of debauchery.
I have no, I don't know.
I have to look it up.
Our viewers will know. Our viewers will know.
Yeah,
so if you know what the hell he's talking about.
That, I mean, the beginning scene was they went to a queen and they started licking her up and down and people fucking in everywhere.
Oh, man, I don't even remember. That was probably there. It was probably on that island. What's number seven, I think? Arizona Oprah. Somebody did
Oprah Maze.
Somebody did a lot of work. It's the Oprah Maze. Probably somebody did that for Halloween, you think? I don't know. Maybe not. But it is an Oprah Maze that somebody made in their field. Because Oprah is, I guess, awesome. I don't know.
Hey, she makes more money.
She makes more money than you and me will ever imagine combined.
And to me, that makes it awesome.
Well,
she's awesome to me.
But see, you can't go Whoopi. You can't go Oprah and walk off. You can only go Whoopi and walk off. So there is the shit. Whoopi does have that over Oprah. What's number six? Oh! And doubtlessly, they have already been complained about and have probably had to spend millions of dollars. In fact, I'm not saying probably.
Wait, didn't we talk about that on a show?
This is a different... I'm saying probably because I actually read the little piece of blurb under it, and that is some kind of government building. And, yes, they have been sued by Jews who go, wah! And they've had to spend some $9-point-something million to change the look of their building from space. Because of wah. Number five. Now that, it looks like a fingerprint. Is that, it must be in a field somewhere or something.
Yeah.
Who would do that? Is it some kind of road, or did somebody do that on purpose, or, I mean, were they trying to make a fingerprint, I wonder, or were they just, you know, just, does it just happen to look like one? That much I don't know. What's number four? I want a hug! Give me a hug, space! Hello, space! I love you! Hugs for me! Number three. Lion.
I've seen that.
That one I've seen. That one's made by some... Was that like now, or is that by like an ancient peoples type of thing? And what's with the... And there's a big A by it! Holy shit!
How did they get that?
How did the A get there? And we got number two. Yeah! Somebody put a Firefox. That's the awesomest crop circle I've ever seen. Aliens! They know about our shit! Oh my god! And finally, number one. And I know everybody's seen this one. That is actually a natural formation. That is a natural formation of mountains. It is. It looks like a Native American with a headdress and an iPod. So, as you can see, the little, he's jamming out to, you know, Enigma or something very Native American-y, and just chilling. So you can tell he's just chilling. It's like, yeah, I'm the mountain dude. You ain't gonna do shit to me because I'm a mountain. That's our top 10 for this week. Hope you enjoyed that, and I hope you enjoyed the show this week. I'm going to look forward to going and being harassed by more people here pretty soon as I go by the 7-Eleven for change. I swear to God, I'm going to get a shirt that says, I don't have any change. Last person I was harassed at 7-Eleven had change. He was wearing an iPod and had headphones on. I was like, hey, man, you got change? I'm like, what do you fucking need change? Did iTunes lose your account? You need to buy your songs back, you bitch? I don't know.
Some of these people who ask for money, I see wearing better clothes than I do.
Yeah.
And I have some pretty nice clothes.
And I saw a dude who's actually kind of, he's like, tried to hit me up for change outside the 7-Eleven several times. I saw him in the 7-Eleven the other day, swiping his bank card. I guess he takes the change and takes it to the bank and drops it in his 401k. I don't know. They have 401ks for being bums now. Either way, thanks everybody for tuning in. Remember, no show next week. We'll catch you after MFF. Thanks everybody for watching tonight. Thanks everybody for hosting the show, hosting my site, channel admins. Thank you, L Rock, for the cover. We will see you again in 2 weeks. Take care of yourselves.
Miss.